tell you about that time I was heading off to Tunisia on
holiday. I don't think so.
It was quite a while ago. It must have been in the mid-1990s, and they'd had all these strikes at Gatwick, and we arrived and the plane was delayed, and I think we ended up getting on our flight about 8 hours late or something, around midnight. So everyone's absolutely grumpy and complaining. And we got onto the plane and sat down, and Andy suddenly looked at me and said, I've got a really weird feeling, a really odd feeling about this plane.
You're kidding.
No. I looked at him and I think I was quite disdainful. I just laughed and said, oh, don't be ridiculous, just relax, and, you know, how can there be anything wrong with the plane? And he said, no, I feel really, really uneasy. Something's not right with this plane. And the engine wasn't even on, so I don't know how he would have that.
Is he like that normally?
No, not really. I mean, occasionally he has been, but no, not really. Anyway, we were delayed about another hour, and then they eventually pulled off and we taxied out to the runway.
Yeah.
And all seemed fine. And he said, no, still not happy about this plane. But I just ignored him. And we got to the runway and they roared up the engines and we started to roar down the runway. And sure enough, about 20 seconds into that, there was a very loud bang.
Joking.
Not a joke, it was appalling. And the pilot came on in that very low-key pilot way they do, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, you may have heard there's been a slight technical problem with the plane.
Sure.
The engine has in fact exploded. And we
No, yes, he didn't.
Seriously.
He said exploded.
He said the engine has in fact exploded, and we will be returning to the terminal where we'll be taking the plane that's due to go to Ibiza in the morning.
He must have been terrified.
So it was horrendous. People were just screaming and freaking out. It was awful. But so we did eventually get to Tunisia, but it was about 15 hours late, but on a different plane. No one was going back on that plane.
And
I can
you found
tell
out
you.
Your husband's got a sixth sense.
I know. He looked at me and he just gave me this really smug nod.
I bet.
And said, you'll listen to me next time.